Recognizes the efforts of Trinidad and Tobago to improve the human rights situation through the development of policies and legislative framework. We welcome the emphasis on improving the rights of the child, combating discrimination against women, protecting the rights of persons with disabilities, and facilitating access to justice, in parallel with the fight against corruption and crime, and efforts to ensure the safety of citizens. We encourage the country to further bring its domestic legislation into line with the international human rights instrument that it ratified or acceded to, and continue its effort to harmonize national legislation with international human rights norms, including a constitutional reform. In this regard, we would be grateful if the delegation could inform on the country's possible intention to amend the Equal Opportunity Act to include sexual orientation, gender identity, and the status of living with HIV and AIDS as prohibited grounds for discrimination. We note with concern that Trinidad and Tobago remains a country of origin, transit, and the final destination for trafficking persons, especially women and girls, for purposes of labor and sexual exploitation. We would appreciate a brief on potential plan of the country to address this phenomena and to ensure the rehabilitation and social integration of victims. Montenegro reiterates its call on Trinidad and Tobago to consider ratifying the second optional protocol to the ICCPR with a view to abolishing the death penalty. Montenegro recommends to Trinidad and Tobago to establish a national human rights institution in accordance with the Paris principles and to adopt a comprehensive definition of discrimination against women in its national legislation in line with the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Montenegro wishes Trinidad and Tobago a successful UPR.